Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Tuesday, presented as always by BetMGM. It is time for our lightning bets. Good night we had as a show in the NBA and college hoops last night. We'll see if we could repeat it or... who knows? Maybe some Super Bowl props as we jump in every single day leading up to the big game. And don't forget, we're going to be out there next week live in Arizona. Hopefully you can come join us next week. We'll be in the Phoenix area. If you're in the Phoenix area, come out. Broadcasting live at the BetMGM Sportsbook at State Farm Stadium starting Monday, February 6th through Friday, February 10th. If you can't make it out, listen on the Odyssey app or watch us on Twitch at BetQL. We have loads of guests stopping by, of course. Favorite betting angles on the game, bunch of great, I mean, 25 kiosks are there, and the video wall is 265 square feet. So come hang out with us each morning next week in Phoenix. Can't wait.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, when you're going Sunday morning? How long is that flight? You're going coast to coast here. Well, both of you guys.
Yeah, I haven't looked. I got the email like a month and a half ago, and I knew I was leaving Sunday. But then I kind of had it on a weird back of my brain because I was like, well, I'm not really going unless the Eagles are there. So then, like, last week I started to think about it again. I'm like, oh, this is real now. So, yeah, I know I leave Sunday. I think I fly out 11 a.m. Eastern. So I guess I'll be there sometime in the afternoon, Sunday afternoon.
It's been a while since I've been on an airplane. Been a long while. I hope I'm not dealing with any bare feet, any of that stuff. So what's the pre-check? I've never done pre-check. My wife is like, you've got to, like, she just signed me up for, I forgot whatever airline it was.
Your wife is so cute. I love her.
Thank her to a million.
Really?
So,
she said,
yes.
She's like, it is worth it. We're going to Disney in a month. She's like, let me just get you signed up so you don't, this is what you do. Just go here. That's how I live my life. I'm like, okay, what do I have to do now? Just tell me where I go. And she tells me where I have to go. No shoes off.
No shoes off, No taking laptops out of bags, no liquids out.
Oh, really?
Life-changing.
Yes. No, yeah, it is. No laptops.
I have clear and TSA pre-check. You literally get to the gate in 2 minutes.
You're through security in 7 minutes, tops.
She signed me up for clear.
What's the difference? Yeah. That I don't know. I have pre-check.
She said, skip the line.
You're ahead of pre-check, she said. You're ahead of pre-check, right?
I think pre-check's a different it's a different lane. If you have TSA pre-check, it's a different lane. But if you have clear, you just get to skip to the front of the line, I think. But if you have both, then you're really rolling.
Why are they don't care if you bring liquids? What do you mean by that?
Because you do all the security stuff before.
You just don't have to take anything out of your bag.
No, but one time, I had all my daughter's like formula, and they didn't even like check it. Like it was fine. Maybe you can do that. But I was shocked. I was like, oh, they didn't even give me a hassle about it. But maybe it's different for babies. I'm not sure, but I'm not. Mm. It was nice.
All right. So I don't know.
No shoes is key.
I hadn't flown in a decade before going to the World Series in October, so it was wild for me.
What?
A decade?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was 2011.
Paul would die.
Flabbergasted. That gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
I'm struggling right now.
I hadn't gone anywhere on an airplane since 2011, then I went to the World Series, so I got to do it recently.
So how much? I mean, Joe G probably walked into the airport and like thought he was on another planet at that point.
I did. It was the whole thing was just like, but then yeah, I mean, it's not that difficult. You follow the rules and you just go along with everybody else and you're in. But it wasn't hard.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I think I'm head. Paul, when are you going? Do you have to go with the bosses earlier? I saw they're all landing a day before us.
Oh no, I'm not a boss.
You're not going with the big bosses.
Disagree.
No, you're a boss.
Oh, thanks, Jack.
He's your boss.
I am landing. I'm leaving like Sunday or late morning, I think. So like early afternoon or something like that, getting in.
Okay. All right. O'Hare?
Yeah, are we on the same flight?
Ooh.
No. God, no.
When are you leaving? That
different,
night?
Sunday? Different airports. We're on different airports.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Midway supremacy forever.
Yes. Come on.
Yeah, it's O'Hare's just more convenient.
That's fair.
On that side. It's closer to north side.
Yeah, I still do Midway.
Oh. Can we start a GoFundMe for the next trip to
Dude, I love Midway Airport. I will forever go to Midway Airport. O'Hare stinks out loud, baby.
Yeah, I agree with the O'Hare part. But what do you love about Midway? Is there like a food?
It's just better. Like, it's just more like you don't have to walk 7 country miles to get to your gate at Midway. Yeah. Like, it's everywhere. Yes,
is
this is a Kirkland
hoodie. Is that
the Costco
brand on your shirt?
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah, it is.
Wait. No, I've seen his Kirkland sweatshirt. I like the Kirkland sweatshirt. Yeah.
I love that signature hoodie.
I didn't buy it. I got it for Christmas.
From the Trader. You're cheating on Trader Joe's? This is so sad.
Buddy, I would drop Trader Joe's in a heartbeat for Costco.
For Kirkland?
10 times out of 10, no hesitation.
Also, they're different shopping excursions. Trader Joe's is day-to-day. You know, Costco's like, you
load
up. They're
not competition.
Yeah, it's different.
Fun fact, I grew up in the city Kirkland next to Kirkland. Costco's headquarters.
What's your favorite Kirkland product? What do you get? Olive oil.
Hoodies.
But apparently.
I mean, this is going to be way too on brand, but their liquor is really good.
Oh, I really thought you were going to go with like mini cones or something.
No,
like
they're, the Costco brand, like vodka, whiskey, it's good stuff.
Is it?
Oh, it is.
It's good.
Never had it.
Our state
they used to make a Kirkland light beer. It rocked. They just continued.
Really?
I don't believe this. I think it probably rocked for the price.
It was comparable to like any regular domestic
Keystone
that you drink.
Light.
No, like it was comparable to like Bud Light, Miller Lite. That's it.
I was thinking Ice House or something. Yeah, Keystone.
Steel Reserve. Kirkland's
good. Still goes into the 40 game.
I would try that.
I would too. When we go bowling.
Yeah, true.
We're gonna have a wild week. We're bowling.
We got golf to watch. You got a lot of stuff going on.
Who will be hungover? Should we set the...
Man, our show's so early out there.
No.
Aaron, we got to do 300.
Seven local time, right? All right, have we come up with do we have a team game plan on what time we're going to arrive at our place to do the show?
Oh, I think I'm tired thinking
about
it.
Maybe day one, everyone meet in the lobby at like a 5:30. And
that's terrible.
And
but your body clock, it's not going to be 5:30.
True.
Right. Especially
are we following our body clock at night or are we staying up late?
Yeah. Naps are going to be huge.
By Thursday, I'm going to be on the Arizona. Sweaty naps.
That's what Paul said.
OG said he sweats when he naps.
Oh, true. Yeah. Good callback.
That's because the windows
night
in here.
Sweats.
The sun comes in here.
Oh, I forgot.
Sunny room.
Joji and his sunbeam in the window.
If we're going to do things, like maybe just right after the show, like right into like a lunch sort of thing, happy hour.
You got to roll right into it. Because if you nap, then you're going to wake up. You're going to be all disoriented and you're just going to be so out of it. Yeah, you got to roll right.
What happens if we do want to go out one night? Do we do the all-nighter?
No, I mean, let's just take a deep
I'll
breath.
I'll die.
Joe's face.
Even I would say no to that.
Now there's an Adderall shortage. I mean, so now that's out.
I love it.
We're making any bets tonight or no?
Mountaineers. Line's already down to 1.5.
1.5. All right. I'm going Oppo
2.5 still out there.
Yeah. I'm going Oppo Gurch. Give me Maryland -2.5. Jimmy Patsos. We ride.
Make it 2. We're all fading Gurch. As it shows, we fade Gurch.
Is it fading Gurch or supporting Jimmy Patsos?
It's
the Jimmy Patsos of Frankie.
Frankie.
It's the Frankie bet of the week.
Oh, there was a new Frankie.
Is Frankie the dog?
It was Frankie.
Yeah.
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 In Frankie, we trust. Yep.
Oh, yeah. How about Frankie?
Frankie's a chain. I want to put a chain on Frankie.
Frankie's all right,
chain. Oh, KC Frankie. +8.5. Put her down.
I like the Terps. Frankie the dog -2.5 at College Park.
No, this weekend, Jimmy tweeted a picture of Frankie scouting the Towson basketball team. He's just on the court. Frankie's just on the court watching practice.
No way. God, yeah. He's a bigger celeb than the Donkster.
He's right there.
Frankie versus the Donkster. They're in the same zip code-ish, basically, same DMV.
The dog is straight up on the court. That is hilarious.
What is this dog doing?
Boots on the ground, baby.
I wasn't sure what to search for this. And I was about to be like Frankie on the court. But then I was like, I'll just go to Jimmy's Twitter.
Oh, my God. This is great.
His wife's Twitter got hacked.
Oh, wow.
I forgot.
Oh, I need Frankie at a DePaul game yesterday.
Oh, what an opportunity.
Yes. Yes. Oh, so good.
Anyone else have any bets besides rolling with Frankie here?
I'm going to roll with Gersh. Houston? I'm going to roll with Gersh, the best three-point shooting team in the Big Ten against Maryland's defense in conference play is atrocious. So give me – there's a three out there. You guys can have your 2.5 on the chalky side. I'll grab the three with the dog in Indiana.
All right.
That I'll take good. The 2.5 with the Mountaineers, and I'm going to reverse jinx Gersh. I'm going to take Indiana.
Oh, yeah, oh good. Good.
Yeah. The old Producers Kirk from reverse talent. Jinx. Aaron, you have any plays?
K-State, too many points, plus 8.5 in that revenge game. I think they'll keep it close.
By the way, what? Towson won that game by 19 over William and Mary.
Was Frankie there?
Frankie's good luck. Yeah, that's the game Frankie was at.
Pause on the ground.
Where does he go? Where does he go during the game?
He's in the tunnel.
Jimmy buys a seat for him. He sits there.
We need Jimmy on the show for all the Frankie questions.
Yes.
And the Super Bowl bets.
Can you come on and talk? Yeah. Can you and your dog come on the show next time, Frankie? Can we do that, Jimmy? All right, we're back tomorrow. Everyone have a great day. If you're watching, stay tuned for Daily Tip. If you're listening, stay tuned for Jim Rome right here on the BetQL Network.
Joe Gilio here. Download the free Odyssey app now to watch and listen to BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM 9 to noon Eastern on your home for wagertainment, the BetQL Network.